Hey everybody, it's Jeremy Bradley here, and it's time for the Speak Free Books Entertainment Wrap-Up presented by BuffBoyBrewing.com.
JB's Entertainment Wrap-Up.
Brought to you by BuffBoyBrewing.com. Need your daily or hourly fix of fresh-flavored coffee? Check out Buff Boy Brewing Company for unique blends from around the world. International tastes with the finest roasts at BuffBoyBrewing.com. Here's what's making news this April 19th. Kanye West can't keep his opinions to himself, nor can he keep his hands to himself, it seems. West is accused of assaulting someone. Again. This time it said West punched a guy in the face. It's being reported that it went down on Tuesday night because the man allegedly pushed or grabbed Bianca Censori, who's West's current wife. The man, while injured, reportedly did not go to hospital or need treatment. West and wife apparently fled after the altercation. Now West is named in a police battery report. The investigation is continuing, and police are said to be hoping to talk to West sometime very soon. Andy Cohen is also no stranger to scandal, especially in recent months. We've talked about it here on the show. Given that he and Bravo are being sued by a bunch of the former Desperate Housewives, there's been speculation and internet gossip that he's going to be exiting the network. But a rep for Bravo says that's not true. Again, I've done this thing long enough to know that that's the story you tell right now while there's stuff going on behind the scenes, right? While they're figuring things out, you go and say nothing's happening, it's fine, this is all lies, and then in a week, boom, he's gone. But we'll see. The report is said to have unsubstantiated claims that Cohen is negotiating his exit from the network, this on the heels of multiple lawsuits about what goes on behind the scenes during production of all those Housewives shows. This includes alcohol and drug abuse by the cast and what they say were unsafe working conditions, especially for those with substance abuse problems. Cohen has denied allegations that have been lobbed against him. People are still talking about the Golden Bachelor split for the geriatric couple. Actually, everybody's laughing at it still, that the elderly couple just couldn't make it through April after going, 3 months of marriage when they wed in January on that highly publicized, televised wedding. And you know it's bad when former wash-ups and failures from the Bachelor franchise are mocking you as well. Tyler Cameron said of the unhappy ex-couple, "They have put a true stain on love in the Bachelor world. 3 months? They make all my relationships seem very long. You know what I mean? Like, golly, I'm a dating expert compared to them. They put a stain on love in Bachelor Nation because it was the most wholesome. Then they just pulled the rug right out from under us." Now, again, let me just be clear on this. The Bachelor's reputation for successful relationships, let's be honest here, not very good. But it is funny when somebody who's been a failure on the show, right? Anyway, that's Check Your Celebrity Headlines for this Friday, April 19th. We're going to end on that positive note. I'm back next week right here on the Speak Free Books Entertainment Wrap-Up presented by BuffBoyBrewing.com. Till next time, I'm Jeremy Bradley.
For a great cup of joe, there's one thing you should know. Your morning brew can also be playful. Buff Boy Brewing guys make the temperature rise. And you surely